This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We knew having our conversation with Justin Moore was going to turn into a big old love fest because we love Justin Moore. We've known him forever.
It was so great to see him, and he put on such a great show Saturday night as our headliner for KSON's Country Fest.
God, it's so great to see you, pal.
It's good to see you guys, man. It's awesome.
I've been told to shut my mouth, so go ahead, Tammy.
I thought we asked you actually just to leave. Thank you.
That's totally true.
It's getting crowded over here, wasn't it?
So, are the antler lights on the stage yours, or were those Nate's? I thought they were yours.
They're mine.
I was going to say, because they didn't seem like they quite came down. I'm looking at those, and our boss is like, are those antlers? So I'm like, they got to be Justin's.
Yeah, they are. It's we got them last year, maybe the year before. And I tell you, the funniest part, well, it wasn't funny at the time, it is now. Trying to cross the border going to Canada. They do not like that at all.
They're like, what?
Because they're real antlers.
Yes, I know, but they were shed. So what is the problem?
I don't know. You're not supposed to cross the border with, I guess, animal parts, apparently.
That's a good tip. A good tip for the kids.
I love them. I think they're awesome.
Thank you.
It makes it feel like that's like your cabin.
Yeah,
you
know? It's kind of like a saloon cabin-y kind of thing.
Backwoods.
And yeah, it reminds me of my pool house, at the which is where our bar is.
Pool,
and stuff.
John.
Pool. Sorry. We're so happy to be a part of this with you. So thank you.
Well, same goes to you guys. And I was thinking about it earlier because we were talking about our relationship. We met in 07.
All right. Okay.
In Madison.
Yeah. So we're talking about, let me do the math. 18. Okay.
18.
Okay.
It's
good.
My 18th year on the road, which is crazy.
Wow.
And doing this, and we don't have that opportunity without great relationships and friends like you guys are doing what you have for us over the years. So it's always good to see you guys.
I would never ever ask a request during a set that you probably have already worked on.
But.
Dude, I was such a huge fan of your cover of Home Sweet Home on the Motley Crue Country.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's not an easy song to sing. Your range was killer.
We play it quite often.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if it's on the set list tonight, but because we kind of change it up.
Who could I talk to about that?
My band leader.
Set list guy.
$5.
$5 American dollars.
It's about what I'm getting paid tonight. No, I'm kidding.
Last night, I was at a local country bar, and they had a great band playing, and he was such a huge fan of yours.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, you got to go, if anything, to see Justin Moore. And he's like, I wish I could sing like Justin Moore, because then I'd be like Justin Moore. But I just thought that was very sweet. And
that
was
kind.
Without prompting. He had no idea I was there, and so
that's,
I thought that was great.
Very,
also,
very kind.
You have an unusual birthmark that I just noticed.
You've never noticed that?
No, you have a heart on your neck, dude.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a heart or Africa.
Oh!
Does it not look like Africa?
Well, it depends on how you turn your neck. But it's, well, when you turn it that way, it's kind of Africa. But when you kind of turn this way, it's a heart.
It's a heart. So, what's weird is my daughter has the same one.
Shut up.
My oldest daughter. And
that's so lovely.
Throughout my life, and she'll get this, everybody's always going, you got a hickey? I'm like, no.
No,
what am
it's
I?
Not the hickey
I'm
color.
Not, look, I'm skanky, but I ain't that skanky.
Do I have time for a quick story or no?
You're going to give it to us regardless.
I just want to make sure. Because
sorry, Justin, you're stuck for a while.
I'll never forget these times with you, man, because you mean so much to us. One of our CMA after parties, and you had just been in our studio a few days before, and you were brand new. All these CMA after parties, there's like levels of where you can go.
We were on this level, this level, this level.
And I told Tammy and our producer at the time, I'm going to get us up to that level where Taylor Swift was taking
and Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yes.
By the way, Taylor Swift took a Kid Rock selfie. That's not going to happen again. So
it was awesome at the moment, though.
But it was cool. You had been on our show, I think, like earlier that week, and you happened to walk in with your guy at the time, our good friend George Briner.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm going to take advantage of this. And I walked up to you and I said, basically, take me upstairs. And George was like, no, no. And you're like, of course, Flynn, come on up. And we went upstairs, and Tammy was downstairs, and she's like, where are you on her text? And I said, look up, and you and I are up there waving to her. And you said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You take care of my wife. I'll bring Tammy and your producer up. And you did, and we had one of the best nights ever at the CMA. Because of you, man.
Well, thank you for editing that story.
Well,
there was a lot of salty language in it.
But you've always been so cool and so genuine. Not a lot of people are like that, bro. So we really appreciate that about you. You've always been that way. You're always going to be that way.
Well, I try, man. Everybody always asks me, why do you seem so normal? And I'm like...
Because you are?
I mean, I don't know. I'm normal, and I'm still scared of my mom and dad. Even though I'm 41 years old, so...
Please go to our socials and check out all the highlights and post your own as well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see what you thought Country Fest looked like, how you thought Country Fest sounded. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.